Canadians don't have in the first place. I mean, the worst thing that might happen is a little more competition in the labor market, but no one's going to take anyone's job away. I think one thing that no one's touched on yet is that this country has a history, a factual history, where refugees and immigrants have always created jobs, they've created opportunities, and above all, they've created markets. Markets for the rest of us to cater to.
Are you talking about the number of immigrants who've started businesses here?
Oh, absolutely. I know more so-called white Anglo-Saxon Protestants who work for immigrants than I know the other way around.
That's a good point.
And that's the way that the history of this country has always been built.
Well then, do you believe that racism is at the root of all these objections we're hearing? Is that the bottom line, do you think?
Well, I think there's a step in between. I think racism begins with economic fear. And economic fear begins with poor government policies. And the real culprit in this whole issue is our government and the social assistance it offers. I mean, we hear people saying, well, we should be helping our own people first. But the question to ask is, how? Isn't it ironic that the only way these people who say this see that we can help our own people is by doing the very same thing that we fear having done with refugees? That's handing money out to them, giving them social assistance. It seems to me that it makes no difference whether the person collecting social assistance in this country and thereby helping to live off the created wealth in this country is doing more damage, whether he's a Canadian or whatever, than an immigrant or a refugee who comes into this country to work. The creation of wealth is not something that occurs, like, you don't get wealth by taking it from other people. You get wealth by creating opportunities, by creating jobs. And the fact that we're afraid that these people are coming here to live off our so-called social system says more about the things that are wrong with our social system than it does about any particular immigrant or refugee or whatever. In my experience, and this is almost, I don't know if I can think of an exception to the rule, I have found that immigrants to this country, whatever or however they came here, they seem to appreciate and understand their freedom and the Canadian political system a lot better than so-called Canadians who are native here, who have been here all their life. I mean, if we go back into our history, I mean, Canada hasn't always had a great record in helping people. During the World War II period, we didn't allow a lot of Jewish people into the country because we didn't believe their stories about the things that were happening in Germany at the time. There's all this thing, and then here we are, you know, our country is officially, we complain about apartheid and we're going to do this and that, and really, all those same ideas that we see and we despise so much in foreign countries and that we think are so terrible, they're all right here in our midst. And it's time we start seeing the culprit for what it is. We have got to tone down a social system that is bankrupting this country regardless of who's collecting off it. You cannot help people or help ourselves by social assistance and welfare. You must do it by opportunity. And good heavens, if there's one thing that refugees and immigrants bring to this country, it is opportunity. And I, for one, am all for allowing refugees into the country. But, of course, that belies the fact that we have this social system in place, that something has to be done about first. I just think people should start focusing their attention on the real culprit.
Thanks for your call this morning, Bob.
Hey, Ann.
Bye-bye.